Battle for the Body, Chapter 5, The Reasons for Sickness. Healing promise to claim. Before I was afflicted, I went astray. But now I have kept thy word. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. Psalms 119, verses 67, 71, and 93. Introduction. There is one source of sickness, and that is Satan, but the reasons sickness comes upon you are varied. Here are some reasons for sickness. Violation of spiritual laws. When man sinned, death began to work its corruption in the body. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Romans chapter 5, verse 12. For the wages of sin is death. Romans chapter 6, verse 23. Sickness is a result of sin, but a person's sickness is not necessarily caused by their own individual sin. Jesus made this clear in the example of the man blind since birth. John chapter 9, verses 1 to 3. If God punished sin with sickness, every sinner and sinning Christian in the world would be sick. It is true that sin and sickness have a connection, but you must be careful in the way you apply this individually. It can be used as a convenient way to neglect the sick and rationalize your own powerlessness. One of the worst misapplications of Scripture is that sickness is a result of a person's individual sin or lack of faith. It is true that if you break God's law, you will suffer. This is suffering for your own sinful actions. For the sinner, this is judgment. For the believer, it is chastisement. But even if you keep God's law, you may still suffer because you live in a sinful world. The righteous, as well as the unrighteous, suffer because of the presence of sin in the world. An example of suffering for personal sin is someone who gets the disease called AIDS through their own sinful immorality. An example of suffering because of the presence of sin in the world is someone who gets AIDS through a blood transfusion. Several Bible references confirm that sickness can be related to individual sin. Romans chapter 6, verse 19 confirms that infirmities come through uncleanness or sin. When you violate spiritual laws, you walk under the curse described in Deuteronomy chapter 28. See also Mark chapter 2, verses 1 to 12, John chapter 5, verses 1 through 11, and verse 14. James chapter 5, verses 14 through 16, and Psalms 38, verses 3 and 7. Sickness can also be related to corporate sin. See Acts chapter 5, verses 1 through 11, and 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 27 through 32. Healing can be lost by returning to sin. Afterward, Jesus findeth him in the temple and said unto him, Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee. John chapter 5, verse 14. Please note from the Lulu Tree that another interpretation of this verse, and one that we believe, is that Jesus is warning against sin because it will lead to hell, and that is the worst thing. So we don't necessarily believe that this was a threat that the person would get sicker. Violation of natural laws. Some sickness results when you violate the natural laws of God. Here are some examples. Improper diet, overweight, underweight. Too much labor, feverish activity. Improper rest. Lack of self-control, which results in harmful emotions such as anger, bitterness, etc. Lack of positive relationships with others, bitterness, unforgiveness, etc. exercise too much or too little, abuse of drugs and alcohol, toxic chemical substances taken into the body, violating natural laws such as the law of gravity. For example, if you jump off a building, you may get hurt. Deliberately placing yourself in jeopardy through dangerous activities and refusing to use safety devices, such as seatbelts in a car, goggles in a workshop, a helmet at a construction site, etc. Satanic attacks. Sometimes illness comes through a direct attack of Satan. Job is one of the best examples of this. See Job 1 and 2. Job experienced physical, mental, and emotional illness because of a satanic attack. He did not suffer because of his own personal sin. God's own testimony concerning Job was that he was a righteous man. Sin is Satan's attack on the spiritual man. Sickness is his attack on the natural man. In the New Testament as well as modern times, the righteous suffer the majority of the satanic attacks because we have been thrust into a war with Satan, and in any war there are casualties. Satan attacks your body just as he does your soul and spirit. Your mind, body, and the old man of the flesh, the lusts of the eye and the flesh, the pride of life, the world, and your senses, are the channels of attack. Although Satan attacks you physically just as he does spiritually, he has no more right to dwell in your physical body than in your soul and spirit. The operation of Satan's forces in the believer's body can be compared to guerrilla warfare. They actually have no legal right at all in the territory, but they seek to operate there anyhow. In this world, there will always be sickness, just as there will always be sin. But in spiritual warfare, you can fight sickness just as you fight sin. Not properly discerning the body of Christ. Paul said many were weak and sick because they did not properly discern the body of Christ and took communion unworthily. Communion is partaking of the bread and juice, symbolizing the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul warned, "Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep." 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 27 through 30. You can fail to discern the body of Christ in three ways. The meaning of the blood and flesh. You fail to discern the body of Christ when you do not understand the meaning of the fruit of the vine and the bread. These natural elements are spiritual symbols of the blood and flesh of Jesus. Although many people understand Christ's blood for remission of sin, often they do not understand the true meaning of the body of Christ. The body of Christ was broken for your healing. See John chapter 6, verses 48 through 58, and Luke chapter 6, verses 48 through 51. Division in the body. Sometimes we fail to discern the body of Christ by not recognizing the true bond we have with our brothers and sisters in the Lord. When divisions occur in the church, we are not properly discerning the body of Christ. We eat and drink unworthily if we do not understand our spiritual union with brothers and sisters in the Lord. Paul explains in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 through 13, that carnal Christians involved in division cannot partake of the word because of carnality. Eating unworthily. We eat unworthily when we take communion with an unexamined life. Weakness and sickness result from doing this. This is why Paul says to examine yourself spiritually and repent before taking communion. Destruction of the flesh that the spirit is saved. God permits some to be turned to Satan for destruction of the flesh for disciplinary reasons. God does not put sickness on the person, but he does permit it. You can read about this process in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 1 through 7. In this passage, the Bible reveals how it is to be done. It is to be done in unity, the spirit and power of the Lord, and the name of the Lord. Why it is to be done? It is to be done because of fornication, behavior worse than that of the world, Gentiles, pride, lack of repentance, and evil in the midst of the people of God. Its purposes, individual, destruction of the flesh in order that the spirit may be saved, corporate, purge out the evil before others are affected.